Simply Done, the podcast network.
I think you're wrong, Mole. Perry did not do anything up there.
Well, listen, I didn't know what was going on, but I just, once again, I feel really dumb.
Don't, it,
you know,
there's
I feel
no
dumb.
Reason
I feel like
dumb.
I got in there, something was going on, and I was just being rude. And I need
but
to
there's nothing
stop
to feel
being
dumb
hey, Scare
about.
Master, I apologize. I want to apologize to you for for opening that door without knocking.
I'll accept.
It's wrong for me to do it.
I'll accept.
Okay, I'm just trying to say I apologize.
Yeah, I'll accept.
Okay, so don't freak out. Why are you grabbing my hand?
Because you're trying to grab my bag. And
what are you doing?
Watch the water.
Whatever was happening up there was not my business. That's your own thing.
I was just talking to the guy.
Okay, fine. Whatever
and
you're doing.
Girlfriend.
I listen, if it's 2-on-1, if it's whatever you guys
do.
I don't know what all the rules to your lifestyle, dude. That's all I'm saying. But I know
just
that I should not.
To these people.
I understand.
You were doing a threesome?
They were working stuff
out, right.
I guess.
Sure.
It was like him and the guy, and the girl was watching.
Seriously.
It's like, shut your mouth, you sick idiot.
Hold on.
Him and the guy.
Hey, can I go to the bathroom? Are we doing the show now?
We're not yet. You no. Go real quick if you've got to go. Well,
yeah,
hello.
If you love that dude, that's your business.
I don't love the dude. God damn. You're weird.
Hey, Perry, do me a favor, okay? Be fucking cool.
Be fucking cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. No, I'm
cool.
Not talking about that. I'm talking about you're blowing a scam of mine.
What scam?
The scam with the money that I gave Mole. You got to shut your fucking mouth.
I didn't say nothing.
You didn't say anything. Yes, you did.
What are you talking about?
Last week.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. How much money did you make on your show?
The anniversary show?
From the big holiday show.
Oh, it was like $970.
Yeah. You don't say anything. I gave him $100. I'm scamming him, you dope.
Okay, well, I'm not saying anything.
Okay, well, shut up.
Shh.
All right. Shh. Jeez, oh, man.
Step back.
Okay.
Okay.
What were you guys talking about?
Talking about the...
Perry.
Master, what were you talking
I'll
about?
I'll handle it.
Talking about
Perry.
What's his name in Aurora.
What? Shh. No, we were talking about what was going on upstairs. And as I find out, nothing bad was happening.
Awesome. Hey, I know something good that's happening, and that's this tune right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from the Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm everybody's pal, Don.
You are everybody's pal, Dan. I'm Mo.
His name's not Dan, it's Don. Mamma mia.
Introduce yourself.
How many fucking
yourself.
Times we have
Introduce
to tell you
yourself.
His real fucking name?
Introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm Scary Perry, the king of Fright Night Comedy. Again, Fright Night Comedy, that's spelled F-R-I-T-E.
Why are you jamming it down our throats?
Because
Friday
he's more...
Night,
Friday night. Fright Night,
oh, it's
you
Friday
dipstick.
Night, the show's coming out, that's right.
Okay, Friday Night Comedy.
Fright Night Comedy.
That's when this podcast comes out.
Okay. Anyway, we've got a super great show today. We're still kind of riding the wave of the big holiday show where we did two unbelievably great shows at the world famous Comedy Store. We're getting a lot of things that are coming out of that. And I'd like to ask everybody out there if they can help us out. If you're a fan of the show and you were at the Big 3 holiday show on June 25th, why don't you send us video? Why don't you send us pictures? Anything that you have. What we're going to do here is we're going to edit the two podcasts that we put together, and we may be selling those. So what we're looking for is maybe different camera angles, different pictures that we don't have. So if you have any pictures or you have any video from that night, you were there, you took some, we're not going to sue you, nothing like that. We encourage it. What we'd like to do is we'd like to get some of those pictures from you and some of that video. So send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Or kind of send it through me through the worldwide internet. And you can send it to my Facebook account or to my email at simplydon, the name
at
hotmail.com.
What kind of incentive is that to them, though, Dan?
What kind of incentive is it?
Yeah, I know, because I mean, you said, hey, we're going to sell it. Why? How about this? How about if they send some stuff in, they get a free copy?
How about shutting your fucking mouth? Oh.
That's money, man. I went through that $100 fast last week. We got to do another live podcast. You know what? I've been working on a new act. You guys like impressions?
Yeah.
How about, like, you know, James Dean?
Yeah.
What if James Dean rode a dirt bike? It would go like this. Ring, 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 ring. You guys like impressions? I got to make, like, more money because that $100 is gone.
What'd you spend it on?
Oh, boy.
Shut up.
Oh, boy.
But that was a good one. I do impressions. But I do Bob Hope talking to his heroin dealer. Hey, I got to tell you, boy, I'm jonesing like a motherfucker. You do any impressions, Barry?
Yeah, I do impressions.
Let's hear a couple.
You want to hear the Wolfman Jack?
Yeah, do Wolfman Jack.
I do Wolfman Jack.
Do it.
That's right. I don't have any records in front of me, some bitch. Some people stole my music over here.
What?
Talk about something else.
Walked into my fucking movie studio. I mean my record studio. I mean my recording studio. I mean my radio studio.
What the?
God damn,
Perry,
where the
Perry,
hell am
stop.
I?
Just stop.
Hey, I'd like to talk about something different, if that's okay. Right
now. Yeah, let's talk about.
Stop! Shut up! Mole did it first. What do you want to talk about, Mole?
I'd like to talk about, as we're sitting here having a good time talking about our own personal lives and pop culture,
yeah,
our hearts and prayers go out to the good people of Aurora, Colorado.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
The tragedy that happened there.
Very sad.
You know, I always supported people's rights to get big, giant guns and blow stuff
rights
up.
Rights to arms, yeah.
But after what happened, I think maybe it's time to take a hard look at some real gun reform in this country.
Yeah, you may be right.
This time isn't time for jokes. It's time for some serious self-reflection.
You know, you hit on a key point there. What we do here on the Big Three Podcast, we talk about our own personal lives. We talk about pop culture. But once in a while, when something serious like this comes up, it's good that you brought that up. Now, Perry, you were about to tell us something. You wanted to get involved.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring that ordeal up in Aurora. Okay.
What's that? Okay.
First off, here's this kid named James Holmes. He had a degree in neuroscience at the College of Riverside. Mm-hmm. And his parents, of course, sent him to frickin' Colorado because they didn't want him in San Diego at home. So they sent him out of state, you know, to go to another college. Okay, so he's over there in Colorado, and the kid's getting, you know, a little mentally twisted up and something. And probably thinking like freaking Adolf Hitler, being all by himself, not having any friends, and then collecting military armament, an AK-47, another machine gun, and then two handguns, and then he's sending in for magazines. I mean, the 100 round magazines. I mean, my God, for what? But I mean, he's not going to go to the Three Stooges and shoot and kill anybody. No. He's got to go to one of my favorite superheroes, Batman, and act like a dick. Oh, not now. I'm glad you guys aren't interrupting me yet. But what does he do besides the point? He dyes his hair reddish orange. I want to look like the Joker, and act like a real jagoff. And then, I mean, I feel so sorry for all 12 of the families that lost their loved ones that have passed. And I feel sorry for the 52 or 58, I think it was 52, others that were injured in this this heroic incident that happened in Colorado. It's just very sad. Very, very sad.
Well,
I thought that was a big setup, but there's never really a punch.
A lot of setup. Well, I thought this was a big joke. You know, I do agree with a couple.
I get the setups, but I have a problem with my punches.
I do agree on a couple things you said. Yes, for what he did, he really is a dick. I remember when you said that. I don't know if
I mean,
what
where
he
does
did
the college
heroic.
Education where does the college education go? I mean, why do you go to college?
I don't know why.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Well, give me another.
All right. If I may say something,
go ahead.
I know that your job is comedy. And I know you're trying to make light of this, but nothing you've said is funny.
It's funny. It's not.
And
because
it's really,
this is not a funny situation.
It isn't. It isn't funny
at all.
It's
not a funny matter at all. Of course not.
I don't know why you do that.
Do what?
Try to mock this thing.
I'm not mocking this. This is disgusting. It's sad. It's the only thing funny I got to say is the fact that here you send your kid off to college. He becomes a neuroscience specialist.
Well, actually, you're wrong on that. He didn't become that. He actually had just dropped out of school in June.
In Riverside, he got awards as a neurospecialist.
Okay, but he was studying. Okay, so a lot of your stuff is not
correct.
Factual.
It's correct. You know,
yeah, but I just wanted to hear what funny thing he was going to say.
But he never said anything funny.
Well, leave another try.
In Colorado, it's just very sad that I don't have anything funny to...
Well, do the spaghetti joke.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, maybe like what... Because it seems like Colorado is a hotbed for all this crazy stuff going on.
Aurora, and then
maybe you should do some kind of spaghetti joke where you're cooking spaghetti and
No, stupid, two dummies over here, Columbine, and then Aurora. What the fuck?
You could do boiling,
and then we got Richard Heaney with his fucking kids.
Has nothing to do with
exactly.
This.
It's three ridiculous events in Colorado that have just happened within what, 5 years, 5-6 years of each other.
Oh, a little bit longer, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it was about a little bit. Yeah, I mean all three of them together.
Yeah.
Between 2005 or 2004.
And The Shining was in Colorado.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The Shining, the movie?
Yeah.
The documentary.
Oh. It's not a documentary.
For sure.
Well, anyway, you know, the bad news keeps getting worse. I'd like you to do a quick terrifying Tim update. As you know, his plane went down in the Sea of Japan, and there have been no remains found. They haven't found any parts of the plane. They haven't found any bodies. You know, you keep hoping that some miracle's going to come out of this.
That I'm thinking that if that plane went down, so in the Sea of Japan,
mm-hmm.
that it burned up so badly and so hot.
You shut your stinking mouth! You shut your stinking mouth when you're talking about American heroes and skateboard enthusiasts like that.
He's nothing. He's a scumbag.
Perry, he's passed. Why do you got to keep your war going? You've won. You're
you
still
don't know
here.
That, Dan. You don't know that he's not washed up on some atoll right now.
Was he associated with
weeks.
Tony
it's
Hawk? Was he associated with Tony Alva? Was he associated with Stacy Peralta?
Yeah, he did his.
Or Jay Adams?
Yes,
no.
He was.
He was not.
Is he surviving on a desert island solely with his wits and... two skateboards, using those to help him to climb trees, to cut down stuff, just like Tom Hanks in that other movie.
Mole,
I'm going to tell you something. Normally, I...
Sleepless in Seattle.
I really want some miracle to happen. I want to see Terrifying Tim again. For God's sake, he's an American hero.
He's a skateboard enthusiast.
He's a friend of the show. Everything about this man
he's
is
not
something
even a skateboarder.
Special. I want him to come back, but Mole... I think you're being a little naive. It's been weeks since this plane went down.
Yeah, maybe I'm stuck like a dope on a thing called hope, but I envision Terrifying Tim right now sitting on a rock looking out at the sunset and cracking a coconut open with a sweet tea tube.
If I don't know better, Terrifying Tim's probably in the fucking...
Chinese maple boy. I'm sorry.
If I don't know better, Terrifying Tim's probably in the fucking recording studio right now with your sound engineer hiding, then all of a sudden he's going to walk in the fucking doorway.
Yeah, right.
I wish.
Dream.
I guarantee you he's not in there with the sound engineer. Vince wants to be alone. Vince enjoys sitting back there, listening to this sound, lighting his gas, things like that. So he's not there with Vince. He wants to be alone.
You think he's going to name a skateboard like Wilson?
What?
I
don't know if he's alive, Mole. I'm trying to say something else.
I think we already established that.
What's that?
That he's alive and living on a...
Well, we don't know that. I'm trying to talk about what could be the third piece of bad news that we have on this show. It's time once again for our Cookie Caramello update. Now, if you're not familiar, Sonny Cookie Caramello is Perry's father.
Would you
Cookie was a cook in the Navy
correct,
where he
scumbag?
Served tours of duty in both World War II and in the Korean
World
conflict.
War duty.
Cookie was a leader in the fight long before the don't ask, don't tell policy, which is makes him a hero and makes him part of Americana history, so to speak. Then on February 6th, doctors felt that there was no hope left for Cookie. It was time for the cookie to crumble, so to speak. Perry, tell us, is Cookie still with us?
Of course he is.
Well, this is getting a little aggravating. I'll tell you the guy's
attitude. It is. It's like Cookie's mortality is our worst sponsor.
Yeah. Every week we mention him on this like it's a big deal.
But, you pronounce my last name wrong every fucking week.
Well, he needs to do something.
It's Caravello. C-A-R-A. V is
okay,
in Victor.
We're not talking about that. What we're talking about
is an aneurysm,
Caramello,
a small
coming
stroke,
to us and
something, trying
to take airtime from us because every week we talk about this guy and hoping that maybe this is it. Oh, let's all, and then we go through what Cookie's done and make a big deal of that. But right now, he just every week, he's fine. Everything's good. Everything's fine.
He's getting healthier is what it is.
Did your grandfather do the same sort of thing with Al Capone?
My mother's father? I don't know what happened because my mother's father passed away before I was even born.
Do you love him?
I didn't even know the guy. Yeah, I love my family.
Your dead grandpa?
I said I love my family. Yeah, he raised my mother.
Did he raise... Was it difficult for him raising your mother in a two-father household with Al Capone?
No comment.
So she would go to school, and the kids would say, hey, what's your mom's first name, Mary?
Julie.
Hey, Julie. There's Julie, the one with two dads. One of her dads is Al Capone.
Shut up.
And she'd get teased, and then Al Capone would go over and shoot him.
I don't know if that's what happened, Wally.
He was a mafioso. Of course he shot him. He didn't care. He's not going to let a couple punk kids talk to his little Julie like that.
Well, you never know. You really never know.
Anyway, I think we've already established that that's what happened.
What? That you don't know or that what's already happened?
Either one.
Okay, well, it is time right now for the fans out there to get in touch with us. This is where you... The common average person there gets to talk and get in a conversation with the big three because it's time once again for the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
If you've never heard the show before, what we do here is we give you, the fans, a chance to say what's on your mind by sending us a $10 shout out. Now, here's how you do it. You said $10 cash, no checks, no money's order, straight cash, homie, and you send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, let's see here. Here's our first one. Dear Perry, sorry I couldn't make it out to the big show. I had a really bad herpes outbreak on my penis, and it would have hindered my ability to make love to you. Everyone on Facebook keeps saying that we were a perfect couple. God. If you could guess who this might be, who do you think it is, Perry?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll read on. Some of them have asked if they can come to your apartment when we're having sex so they can watch and masturbate along with us. This gave me an idea.
Sleepover.
What do you think about me and you filming a porno together? We're going to be putting on a real sexual marathon anyway. We might as well film it and make a little money, right? Do you know who it is yet?
If it's a male, no. And if it's a female, no.
So what is it yes then to? All right. I like to integrate some of our latest special effects in our adult film. For the anal intercourse scenes, we put a miniature camera inside. We put a miniature
camera. You're laughing, so it sounds like a guy.
Well, I'm just saying he comes up with a great idea. We'll put a miniature camera inside your rectum. That way the audience will be able to see my penis goes into your ass and fills it with creamy goodness. Please. Then we'll switch back to our normal camera, and I'll pull out so we can see the anal cream pie in all its glory. I still like to end the video with the traditional money shot, though. I keep imagining how beautiful you look as I'm grabbing you by the hair and busting a nut all over your face. Love, Dimitri Moreland.
What a fucking faggot. My God.
He's put a lot of thought into it, though, Scaremaster.
But I will say this.
He is such a fucking homo.
I can understand why Perry might say that. A lot of stuff he said in that letter could be taken that way.
Please. But you know what?
I'm going to delete that motherfucker on Facebook. And I'm
Scaremaster, it's a little flattering. He's pretty persistent
about
you. I don't
give a shit. He's a fucking pain in my ass.
Well, he cares about you. It's clear that he
cares
about
you. He does care
about
you.
I don't care. I just don't care. I want him gone.
Hello, Big Three. My name is Chongo Rivera. I am the son of Geraldo Rivera. I believe it is a journalist's duty to report the truth to the public against all odds. I, for that reason, have started a website to bring the real truth about Perry. Perry's whole life must be vetted. I am tired of hearing one lie after another from Perry, so I will send in a shout-out one per week, and my site, Perry Leaks, can provide anyone wishing to report the truth about the Scaremaster directly to me so we can get to the bottom of Perry's many lies. The first huge lie I ever yet I think...
Interesting.
The first huge lie I'll be unearthing will be telling what really went on in that casting office 20 years ago.
You know, I'll tell you something.
I think we kind
many
of...
Many lies. I got nothing to bullshit anybody about.
You know, and I want to say one thing right here. A lot of people continue to bring up the Randy Callahan thing. And I just want to say one thing on record. Perry did not blow this guy.
God
okay?
Almighty.
Am I right, Perry?
I did not.
And it's a little tiresome to constantly hear people say, oh, Perry blew him. Perry blew him. It happened once. This guy forced him to do some shit. Perry did it because he didn't want to get screwed in show business.
He was hand-raped, and he raped the man's mouth with his penis.
What?
You... Wait,
you're... Mo, shut the fuck up!
All right.
Your hand is right.
I'm a little confused, Mole. I know that you're right, but I think that the terminology that you used
is
probably
wrong.
Right. He didn't rape his mouth. The guy said, "Let me blow you."
He
so
made
that's
love
not a race.
Sorry. He made mouth love on. He made mouth love on Randy. Right. Randy hand raped Scaremaster.
Well, Perry was raped.
Was raped. Thank you.
You were hand raped by him. You made
mouth love
on him.
Wrong. I didn't get hand raped by the guy. The guy sucked my dick. The guy made me let him blow him because I was...
No. Now you're saying it wrong. The guy didn't make you blow him.
Excuse me.
He blew me. You.
Thank you.
Thank
but
you.
But what? Thank you.
Thank
what
you.
Fucking went
whoa,
on?
Whoa, whoa,
what
whoa,
happened?
Whoa, whoa.
Was I, happened? What happened on set?
Clearly, Chongo's letter has you upset.
What happened on the film set was I was hanging out with a Shannon Doherty lookalike, and she was a real sweet girl.
Hold on just a second. Perry, just a second.
Can we play back that part from just a minute?
Because I have a feeling people are going to take that little part where you said that you
blew him.
Right. He is, a lot of the fans out there are going to joke around. They're going to take that little clip where you're saying that. They're going to put it into some video and mock it. I just want to say once again, so everyone knows, Perry did not blow him, period, end it. Let's go on with
What's
another.
Next letter?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dear Big Three, first of all, I should start out by letting you know that I'm not in show business. So my opinion may mean nothing to all of you show business types. I'm just a guy who wife. Packs his lunch every day so I can go out in the world to do a day of man's work. But I know what I like. I like a full moon where the skies are clear, interracial porn, and the Big Three podcast. So maybe my opinion will mean nothing, but here it is. On last week's podcast, Christopher Fry's letter said that when Perry worked at the Albertsons, it was like a Studio 54. The walk-in Reese, there was always loud club music while everyone was doing grade-A cocaine and taking advantage of the Mexican and Peruvian bag boys. I'm sure, like myself, everyone wants to know more about the bag boy incident. I have to say that one of the best times of my life was at the Big Three holiday show, and I noticed the place was packed with diehard fans that were also having the time of their lives. I'm pretty good with numbers, so I thought that the split would have been a little bigger. I'm not trying to start things up, but only $100 a piece? Forget that. All right.
Yeah,
then
it did seem like there were more people.
Let me get on with the... Let me,
just $100 each. All
right, Maul, let me get on with the rest of the letter. Antonio Corsi is the first male supermodel, and Perry claims that he is his uncle. And yet
Great
he
uncle.
Refers to him as Al or Alfonso. Is Perry lying once again? His name is Antonio, not Al or Alfonso. It seems Perry is lying once again with his complete bullshit lifestyle that makes him an untrustworthy with everything that comes out of that greasy Italian.
Was short
let
for
me finish
Antonio.
What let me just finish
Christ
reading
Almighty.
This. Perry lying once again with his complete bullshit lifestyle that makes him an untrustworthy with everything that comes out of that greasy Italian faggot's mouth? Anyway, keep up the good work. Big three, Miles Davis.
Faggot never. Yes, Antonio Corsi was my mother's cousin.
Oh, so he's not.
Or whatever.
You
he
can't
was
even
related
get your story
to my mother's
straight.
Mother's side. So
what was he related to your mother's mother, your grandmother?
To my mom, he was my mom's uncle.
So that would make him your great uncle.
Right.
That's not that hard.
Exactly.
Okay, then why do you call him Al when it's Antonio? That
well,
would usually be
on the pictures that I have, it's Al Corsi.
Well, his name's Antonio Corsi.
Well, Al for short.
So
Al's short for Antonio?
Yeah, Al's short for Antonio.
No, Tony that. Would be short for Antonio. Sometimes. So maybe this guy's right about your bullshit lifestyle that makes you look like an untrustworthy.
Oh, fuck off.
Everything comes out
and
of your greasy
Italian said,
faggot's
And also, you
mouth.
Know what else he said that was interesting? Is that we only got $100 each, and didn't someone give us like $700 to go to the spaghetti thing? I don't know.
It's I don't know what you're talking about.
Math. Did Scaremaster take all the dough? Dan, did Scaremaster...
How could I take all the dough?
Don't
you
listen
know,
for a second, Scaremaster. Don't listen
Take
for
off
a
your headphones for a second. What are you
Dan,
saying?
It just seems to me that there should be more money, and if you and I each only got $100, I think Scaremaster owes us some money.
Well, I gave Perry a check for $100, too. But that's right. There were two people that bid $700.
So...
Oh, wait a second.
Wait a second.
We have bills.
He has the money.
Bills.
He has the money.
Bills.
He may have taken a lot of the money when they went to the dinner at his place.
So
I
that's
even...
where he's got the money. So he
I don't
needs...
have
so
any
ripped... money.
Are you saying he ripped us off?
I think so.
How could
like
I rip
it.
Anybody off?
Put your headphones back on. Let's
Put
just be cool, Dan. Just be cool.
All right, let's try to
so,
weasel it out.
So, Scaremaster.
Yes.
Where's the money?
What money?
The body.
The money that you stole from Mole.
Give the body.
How could I steal money from Mole when I was handed a check?
Two people pay $700 a piece for a ticket.
And if tickets were $10, 15 at the door, and there were at least three people there.
There was more than three people. Though.
Right.
Isn't
you
it
mean
funny?
Over 300 people.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so you owe us the money, Scaremaster.
I don't owe anybody any money.
Well, let you know what? We should probably just forget about the whole thing, but just know that Perry was the guy that ripped us off.
Okay.
How can I rip somebody off?
Can I do this? Can I do this? Can I have a friend of mine who's a cop call you guys about it?
We really should drop the whole thing. I'm just saying this. There's nothing good that's going to come out of it. We're going to be mad at Perry, and we'll probably start...
Mad at me for what?
Dan. For stealing.
Dan.
How could I steal
Take
something?
Take your headphones off for a second.
How could
Take
I steal?
Take your headphones off.
My friend,
how could I steal?
My friend the cop will get the money from Scaremaster.
Why? How will he do that?
He can get it.
But Mole, we should just forget this. Just forget it. Put your headphones back on.
Your friend the cop's going to get money from me, huh?
All right, we're in the middle of a $10 shout-out.
You listening in?
You're right across from me, so how could I not listen in? Jeez. How could your friend the cop get money from me? When
okay,
he...
let's just move on with the $10 shout-out.
Here's the next letter from another one from Cherry Jongo. Perry Leaks has uncovered some shocking news on the truth of what really happened between Perry and Randy Callahan. We found two other casting agents to work with Randy, both of us not to be identified. Both have had many sexual favors given to Randy's office. The shocking thing is that Perry claims he only jerked off Randy. That is false. Both agents say that they earned one SAG voucher per person prostituting themselves would have had the bare minimum. Suck Randy off to orgasm for two SAG vouchers. The person would have to take Randy's D up their A and get pounded until Randy busted off inside of them. For three vouchers, the person would have a weekend-long orgy with all three casting agents, including double and triple penetration, deep throating, urine, and fecal play, voting play, and several other deviant acts that are not fit for family-friendly show like the Big Three podcast. This has been confirmed by medical records that show that Perry was treated in 1992 at Kaiser Hospital for anal trauma consistent with triple penetration. And Perry will show you his anus. Scaremaster, stand up. You'll be able to see the scar tissue that he still has from that day. Scaremaster, stand up. Thanks for letting me set the record straight. I will send another $10 next week when I blow the lid off of Perry's fake disability scheme. We at Perry Leaks are doing
fake disability scheme
to get Scaremaster thrown off the dole so he can force the lazy Dago to work like the rest of us. Dagos like Perry will not work until they are beat. From Chongo Rivera.
Wow.
Fake disability scheme, huh? So my auto accident in 1979 that almost killed me is a fake disability scheme.
You're admitting all this now?
About that. You are admitting to it.
Yeah, I'm admitting to it.
So you're admitting that this is a fake thing.
It's not fake, stupid.
You just said it was.
I just said that what the auto accident that almost killed me in 79.
You said it was fake.
Is not fake.
You just said that.
I said it's not.
You said it was fake. You said it earlier.
You guys are full
of shit. No, you said. You said. Oh, the auto accident that I was in that almost killed me was fake.
Was fake?
That's what you said.
Fake with a question mark. It's not fake.
It didn't sound like a question. It sounded like John Wayne.
It sounded like an exclamation point.
It's like, was fake?
Shut up.
You know, like when John Wayne was like, hey, everyone want to come over here? Hey, let's go over there and get a beer. You know, like John Wayne.
This is Duke Wayne. It's fake.
See? Oh, my God, Dan. That's pretty good.
Thanks.
What if Duke Wayne was selling heroin to Bob Hope?
Hey, Bubba Bobby, you want some heroin? It's good stuff. Hey, I'll tell you, boy, I'd do anything.
You can't even
get
it, John Wayne.
Well, come over here, Pilgrim.
Come over here, Pilgrim.
Is there another shout out?
You know what? No, there's not. That's the end of today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
I don't know if I've said this enough, but when we did the big holiday show, I don't know if we thank Mary Jane enough. She's been a producer on this show.
We should have given her one of those. Hey, Mary Jane, I'll have my friend the cop get you some money from Scaremaster from that money.
Thank you, Mo.
Anyway, Mary Jane was running around. She was on stage, videotaping. She did a fantastic job. And I don't know if Mary Jane gets enough credit for being as wonderful as she is. So if we could, let's give a
big
three.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Mo, what's the matter?
Well, what's this? I'm not jerking you off, faggot.
Wait a minute, Mo, what are you upset about? Mo, talk to me.
No, I just want Perry to take this opportunity to come clean and
come clean. I am clean.
Give it up.
Did you really rip us off?
No, I didn't rip anybody off. How could I rip anybody off?
You're
the boss.
Why'd we only get $100?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Why'd we
You're the boss.
What if we checked your accounts, if there are any deposits, recent deposits?
What?
Yeah, maybe we should check your... Maybe we should check your accounts to
no,
see if we
can
find
none of your
anything.
Business.
Just the deposits.
My friend the cop can do it.
No. It's none of your business what goes into my bank accounts.
Actually, let me do this.
What are you doing, Mo?
What
are you doing, Mo?
I just got him texting somebody real quick.
Mo, let's get back to the show.
Oh, God.
I mean, for goodness sake. Hey, hold on. Mo, is that a phone call coming through? Can you send that call through for us? Mo, just put that stuff down.
Hello, is this the Big Three podcast? Hey. I have a collect telecall from the Queen. I'm joshing. I'm not calling collect. The Queen thing, however, is still up in the air.
Hey, Mr. Adams, how are
you
today?
What are you talking about
how
yourself again?
Everyone? How are spirits? How is the mind, body, and soul of the hottest commedia troop this side of medieval Firenze?
We don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Adams.
As expected, Walter, as expected. Alas, what a week.
What's going on? What about
the
week?
Well, I will tell you, and thank you for asking, Mr. Barnes.
It's nothing, don't worry.
No, it's certainly not nothing. You are the classiest fellow in town, and I don't really think people appreciate you. Especially Italian people.
Yeah, he means like
you what are you talking about?
He means you, Scaremaster.
What are you talking about?
Anyways, I was hoping this would cheer me up, but it has yet to.
What's the matter, John?
I'll tell you what's the matter. I blame myself, but the other day I was tardy to a movie date, and damned if it didn't come back and bite my companion in the hiney.
Who was your friend?
My friend was Alfred Willard.
Do you mean Fred Willard?
I'm afraid one and the same. We were to see a film together, and next thing you know, he's in the Hooskow.
I didn't know you guys were friends.
Ah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Quite good friends. I'll tell you something. I will tell you. Fred Willard is one of this Brit's favorite Yanks. Mm-hmm, yummy. I should tweet that.
Favorite Yank?
I didn't know you were
spanking
on Twitter.
Yes, of course I am. It's actually, it's my company, JQA Productions, on there. The kids say it's hot and it keeps me up to date with all the horrible news like that Batman tragedy. Mm. Though, honestly, Fred Willard was probably the only one okay with that, you know? Push him to the back page.
Right.
You know what I mean, Perry.
Whatever.
Hey, did you tell your joke yet already?
Did I tell my joke? No. I did not tell my joke yet. No, but hold on to your Lunchables. Here goes. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
What was the Lamb's favorite summer blockbuster Lord's year 20 and a dozen?
Lamb's favorite summer blockbuster?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Perry, do you want to say Battleship?
Say it,
Battleship.
Perry.
Yes, Battleship. Yes. And like the sheep, I love you. Yes. Toodles, my little lovelies.
Thank you.
I could see why that guy comes off a little gay.
Well, Battleship wasn't even really successful. It wasn't a blockbuster.
I'd never even heard of that movie, to tell you the truth.
It's whatever he says.
What do you mean, whatever he says?
He's the one that always knows the punches to John Quincy Adams' jokes.
Well, he's pretty good. He knows a lot. What are you playing there, Mo?
I don't know, just a little tad tuned.
That was John Quincy Adams. And if you're not familiar with John Quincy Adams, of course, he was the producer of the movie Windy City Heat. And, you know what we should have asked him?
What?
Should have asked him what's going on now that Tim Perpetic's no longer with us, if Beantown Heat is still going to happen.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, that stupid movie is a copy wannabe of Windy City.
Well, usually that's what
sequels
are.
So you know what? That's not a sequel. That's a thievery.
What do you mean it's a thievery?
Whoever was behind that, Mr. Barris.
Behind it? I wasn't the one behind it. Tim Perpetic was the guy that came to us and said, hey, how would you like to do a movie called Beantown Heat, where I play the character Stone Fury?
Yeah, where I play the character that steals Perry Caravello's role.
You were going to be in there.
Oh, I sure didn't know about it because everybody was hiding bullshit from me.
You were going to play the grandfather that gets murdered in the first scene.
Yeah, the 3-minute scene or the 90-second scene.
I don't think it's that long.
Yeah, exactly, 45
seconds.
Okay,
but were in it. You were in it.
Yeah, for a gunshot and that's it.
No, I think it was brutally murdered. I don't think it was just
whatever.
A gunshot.
But Scaremaster, I got to tell you something, man. When he came in, remember when he did that accent, that Scottish accent?
Oh, yeah.
And he inadvertently did the great Boston accent? I was like,
I'll admit it. He...
You do an amazing Boston accent. You don't give yourself any credit for it.
You know, the Boston accent over there?
Yeah, there we go.
Whoa.
It's so good. It's like,
thank you very much over here.
Tell me much in The Departed. Let's do a little Departed.
You know what? Or we could do a little Beantown Heat where Perry's playing. He tells us to go get the car because he wants to have some clam chowder.
Yeah, you tell us to get the car because you want some clam chowder and you don't want to miss the Red Sox game.
When are you guys going to give me my car over here? And we got to go out for some clam chowder here, you hear? And don't forget about my red car there, too, you know?
The red car?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You got me that red... You're the one that got me that brand new...
You're supposed to talk about the Red Sox. The Sox.
Ah, the Sox?
Start again.
The red car with the Sox?
No, not the red car.
You bought me that brand new Fiat over there.
What are you talking about?
You bought me that brand new red 500.
Perry, stop. It's stupid. What you're doing right now is stupid.
I think he was trying to scam a car into the production of the film.
Oh.
Somebody said that I got a new car.
No, you wanted us to go get the car because you wanted some clam chowder on the way to the Red Sox game.
I thought you was giving me a brand new car. On the way to the Red Sox game over there.
This is why you'd never be good in Beantown Heat. Now it's time for 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
Did www.scaryperryproductions, or no, www, well, yeah, that's one company.
Which one is it? Is it Productions?
It's Productions and Skateboards.
So what are you doing? You sell Productions now?
I've been in the production company.
You should get people like do like their wedding videos and stuff. Like, I'll come and I'll shoot your
Shut the
video.
Fuck up!
Scary Perry, I'll come to your party, I'll talk to you, I'll be able to do whatever you want.
If you want me to come to your wedding, be part of your wedding party. There is a fee, but I'll be part of your wedding party. These ways of you making money.
All these ways of you fucking over my fucking commercial. So shut up and let me do my commercial. Again, it's www.scary.
When you go and you shoot a wedding video, you got to make sure that you get to pick.
Stop! All right, that was 60 seconds with Perry.
It's not my fucking 60 seconds.
Yeah, you had 60 seconds.
Well, how can I have 60 seconds when I got this motherfucker and that motherfucker talking through their ass?
You got to control the situation.
You open your fucking mouth.
You got to try to control the situation, Perry. That's what a pro does.
How can I control the situation when I got two dipshits?
I never, ever seem to have that
problem. Oh, yeah, you.
What did I do?
You always open your fucking mouth while I'm trying to do my goddamn 60 seconds.
I don't think so.
No, stop! You can't do it! Perry, it's cut out. It's cut out.
I was the one that was talking the whole time.
No, it can't be cut out because all you fucking guys do is override my fucking speech.
That's not all we do. I sometimes drink liquids.
Scary Perry Skateboards.
What do you mean we override your speech? What does that even mean, override?
Perry, you gotta stop!
I can't even say my fucking website!
Because you can't go past your 60 seconds. Your 60 seconds is up.
Well, then I'm done with this fucking show.
You're done?
Because you guys are you don't pay me fucking $1,000 a show. You don't fucking give me the fucking respect.
Wait a second. You got $1,000?
No, he didn't. He didn't get $1,000. He got $100.
You just said.
I won $1,000.
He took money from us. Maybe you're right.
Hey,
maybe you should get your police friend and look into
this. What did I do?
You're lying again.
See, you should check his bank records because I'll bet you neither one of you.
You
really okay? Let's check him out. Why don't we check him out?
No.
Where are you?
It's none of your business.
America?
It's none of your business what
June
my bank records
25th
are.
Okay, so we'll
until
find
now.
With America.
Yeah, thank you for the bank. We could have never found that. Why don't you give that information? And that's Perry F. Caravello, C-A-R, like car, A-V-L-L-O. Well, it's not two double L's. It's just two
four
L's. It's not a total of four.
It's not four L's altogether?
No, so it's not double L, double L. It's just one double L or two L's. So Comerica Bank, just get the records to see if there's any large deposits over $100.
If there's any hackers out there who know how to get into people's bank accounts, like anyone, like Anonymous or somebody, who could access Comerica's...
Oh, we will need... Perry, what's your social security number?
None of your business.
Why can't you tell us?
None of your business.
Why?
None of your business.
I'll give you mine.
I don't give out
I'll give
social
you mine.
Security numbers.
932-709-4973-9476.
Now, we don't want you to scam out all of ScareMaster Savings. We just want to know if any large deposits have been made.
Of over $100.
Over $100.
None of your business.
Well, we're going to find out. And if there's any larger deposits than that, then we know you scammed us out of money from the big show.
How can I scam you guys
exactly,
out of money
exactly.
when
you're the guy that was there? You were the guy over there that had the big dinner over at your place.
Maybe you got the money when Jim and Andrew were over there throwing hundreds around and lying in your bed sleeping
what?
Over at the...
What happened that day with Jim and Andrew?
Maybe you guys were all full of... Your
they donated
of
the
pasta,
most money of everybody and they
money
came
around.
In there and I did see pictures of you in bed with those
you wouldn't
guys.
Allow me.
Were there guys in bed with you, yes or no?
Yeah, we laid
and
down...
What were you doing in bed?
We laid
how
down
much money did you
show
make for this sex act that you had?
What sex act?
The sex act you had with Jim and Andrew in your
there
bed.
There was no sex act, you fucking nut.
I'm going to put some pictures of that. online with this show, and you tell me what you think. And I'm talking to the fans right now. You tell me your thoughts.
God, I want out of this.
Yo, you think you're going to be able to go out and work the streets on your own? I'll tell you something. You think you're going to lay down with two men in your bed by yourself without the protection of someone like Dan? Let me tell you something. You're going to get cut, man. You're going to get cut hard. You're going to get cut deep. Let me tell you something.
Protection.
So looking more like you working the streets by yourself, man.
Protection?
You ain't got days.
There's
got
no protection with this guy. Let me tell you something. I'm getting ripped off by this guy.
A couple guys I ripped you off.
I'm getting ripped off by this guy over here. Look,
don't forget apartment 102.
And listen, you guys are...
You need a man like
I'll have both of you guys thrown behind bars for that.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to have us both thrown behind bars?
What?
Giving my fucking home address out like it's a fucking joke?
What did I do?
You just gave out my home address like it's nothing.
I did not. I was monologuing.
Jesus Christ. What is the matter with you today?
The matter with me? What's the matter with this?
Seems you have a guilty conscience.
Guilty conscience for what?
Hey, listen, my friend over here, he's kind of rough on the edges.
I'm sorry, man. I get worked up.
Let me talk to him.
I got $100. Now I went through that $100 fast. Now I'm having a little something we call.
Hey, Maul. Just let me talk to him for a second. Perry,
what's going on?
We've been friends for 20 years now. Good buddies. We've
I don't call it friendship.
Gone through a lot of stuff together.
Why are you doing this to him?
Now, Maul's like, he's a rough edge guy. He's a little hothead. Why don't you just admit that you took some money and then we get it
took
back?
Took some money?
Come on. What's going on, Scary? Who's the money, man? Who's the money?
I didn't take any money. I got a paycheck.
For $100.
That's right.
Look at me. For how much?
I got
a check for
$100.
For how much?
$100.
Raise your hand. Swear on Jabberho.
I don't swear on Jabberho. I'm not a Jabberho.
Swear to the dog.
Swear on crickets, late soul.
No, thank you.
You want me to swear on cricket?
Cricket?
Your dog.
God, that goes back to
that's your god?
Yeah, but it was the first one you prayed to.
Jesus, he even remembers my only...
I do. It was your first demigod.
Demigod, shut up.
It's just
why are you doing this to me?
Why am I doing what?
Making him do this shit to me.
I'm not doing anything.
Now, I need some cash, and I'm talking about liquid cash, and I'm talking about liquid NyQuil with pills chopped up inside of it. Okay.
I don't know exactly what
God,
that means.
You're sick.
Listen, what I'm talking about is I went through that $100 quick. Now, Scaremaster, you swear that you only got a check for $100. Don't look at me. Look at Dan. I mean, don't look at Dan. Look at me.
I'm looking at Dan. Don. His name is Don, not Dan.
Okay, well, Now look at me.
I'm looking at you.
How much was the check for?
$100.
You swear on the big three?
I swear.
You swear on the big three?
The big three is over. This is the last show. Thank you.
You're done?
I'm done.
You're no longer part of the show.
There's no more show. Because he thinks all we got is $100.
This is what I think he believes. I think that something happened at that lunch, dinner, whatever you called it, when the three of you got in bed. Andrew, Jim, and
you. You got some extra dough, and that's fine.
That's fine.
I didn't get extra dough.
Just admit it. Just admit it.
I did not
just admit it.
Admit what?
That Andrew and Jim, they really looked up to you, and one thing
they were nice.
Yeah, see? And they tipped you a little money, and you did things.
They didn't tip me any money.
You did some things in bed to them, and they did some things to you. There's so few pictures.
What are you talking about?
What happened that day at the lunch with Andrew and Jim? That's what I'm talking about.
There's no gay shit that happened.
I don't know. I wasn't there,
you
Perry.
You were taking the pictures
I
of
wasn't
Mary
there.
Jane.
I wasn't there.
You were doing the pictures of Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, was I there?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You weren't there. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're making up lies, Perry. And what
well,
am I supposed to believe?
You know what?
What am I supposed to believe?
Fuck.
All right, how much was the check for Scaremaster?
$100.
Come on.
$100. Get it through your fucking head.
And if I find out if it's for different, will you give me the difference?
No.
Wait, then why?
Because there was no difference.
So then what's the difference?
Here's what you do. Have your police friends check his Comerica account and see if there's any deposits larger than $100. And if there was,
Right. Now, wait a second. Yeah, nobody's going to check any of my bank accounts.
He can do that. That's not a problem.
There's nobody's going to check any of my bank accounts.
Mary Jane.
Keep in mind, he gets a big government check at the first of every month, and the 25th was before the first.
Okay, what do you mind your own fucking business.
So on July
1st. Mind your own fucking business, you bitch.
Hey, don't call her a bitch.
I'm going to call her whatever the fuck I want to.
Is she lying? Was she lying? Do you get a check on the first? Yes or no?
Yeah, I get my.
Then you're the bitch.
I get my government fucking
right.
Check.
That's exactly
what
she
said.
What
happened with you and that guy on the roof tonight?
What guy? The guy
what happened with you and Andrew and Jim the day of the big launch?
You guys all sunning yourselves up there.
The fucking stupid photo shoot. Oh Jesus Christ! I'm out of here. Okay. Can I leave?
No, we're in the middle of a show.
Middle of the show. The show's over.
No, it isn't.
Fucking faggots.
Who's a faggot?
You and him.
We're faggots.
This guy's trying to scam me out of more money than I got.
Scam you?
Yeah, scam me.
He just asked you a simple question. What happened during the launch? Did you get tips for sexual favors with Andrew and Jim?
No, I didn't get tips for sexual favors from Andrew or Jim. No, we didn't do any sexual favors with Andrew or Jim. Yes, we lied down in...
Aha!
You laid down with another man.
Just lied there
and
took pictures.
That's all I'm just saying biblically.
It was two.
You lied down with two other men.
We were all clothed.
In the pictures.
Yes.
Yea, though he layeth down with two other men folk.
Let me ask Mary Jane a quick question, because Mary Jane was at that lunch that day.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you leave before they left?
No.
That's debatable.
What do you mean that's debatable?
What? I got in a separate vehicle.
Oh, no. So they could have gone back in.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, if there's a possibility this could have happened. They acted like they were all leaving, all at the same time. You went to get in your car. Do you think that they could have gone back, taken out money, given Perry tip money to do things sexually to them?
It never happened.
Was there times for that to happen?
I cannot testify on their whereabouts once I got in my vehicle.
Oh, jeez, Perry.
It never happened.
Where's the money, Scaremaster?
Where's what money?
The money, Scaremaster.
What money, you fucking idiot?
Give the money.
They were in the bathroom as long as they were in the bed, and then they...
What? Did you see anything in the bathroom?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're a witness, counselor.
You were in the bathroom with them.
It was just a stupid picture.
Just a stupid picture.
Just a stupid picture.
I think we're getting the picture, and it's coming in clear.
Loud and clear.
Oh, God, you guys are fucking weird. You guys are fucking weird.
All right, well, anyway, the only thing that I can think of right now...
What?
It just seems like there's some money missing.
Yeah, there is money missing.
Aha, so you're admitting it. It just seems like there's money missing, and it seems like
from
we
Mole's
got...
From Mole's pocket to mine. Oh!
You stole... So you're admitting that you stole money from Mole.
I don't steal money from nobody.
What about the wallet?
That was years ago, and it was paid back, and you got
because
all
Because I
that
caught
shit.
You. Because I caught you. You never paid me back the money I loaned you that night for rent. I loaned you over $500 that night.
Jesus Christ.
So I didn't get all the money back. The only thing that I can think of that makes me happy about today's show is the fact that very shortly we're going to be eating some food from What the Huck.
I'm
going to
be leaving because I'm disgusted with this.
And
this
gonna
is
be
my last
talk
show.
Talk from my friend Officer Wojciechowicz. How about that?
You can get Officer Wojciechowicz. Mm-hmm. You can get Officer Stadenko. I don't give a fuck who you get.
You know, for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. I like to eat What the Huck, like when I'm depressed about somebody ripping me fucking off.
I didn't rip anybody off.
Doing some illegal prostitution.
I didn't do any illegal prostitution.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What if we get a signed affidavit from Jim and Andrew saying that they paid you to have sex with them?
Oh, God, you are
What
sick.
If that happened?
Or was it vice versa?
You guys are gayer than shit.
I don't think Perry has the money to do that.
He does. If he stole the money, he could pay anyone he wants.
I don't. Oh. I didn't steal any money.
Steal the money.
I didn't steal any money.
And the money he went out and he bought two prostitutes in Jim and Andrew.
Interesting.
Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Show's over.
The show's not over. We still haven't. We haven't done anything. We haven't even finished our What the Huck. What is the number to What the Huck?
323-654-7952.
That's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Say something nice about What the Huck. Perry?
Why?
Because they're commercial sponsors.
They might be commercial sponsors. I might be picking up the food all the time. They're very nice people. I appreciate everything they do for the show. But I get no respect on the show, so
that's not true.
Why should I even talk about anything?
Give the phone number.
323-654-7952.
There you go. That's What the Huck. Jeez.
And look at the look in this motherfucker's face.
Doing a commercial with you is like pulling fucking teeth.
You know
teeth.
What? Yeah, pulling fucking teeth.
Not nice. Well, anyway, I see that with Perry's anger, the temperature is definitely rising in Perry's head, and the clock on the wall says it's just about over. So we got to get to something, and that something we got to get to is probably the best thing we do on this damn podcast, and that's a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, you know what? I got to ask you something, Mole. Do we say anything anymore? Is the law...
Yeah, I tell you guys, I set up a scenario.
No, okay, I know that.
Give you guys what roles you're going to play.
What roles we're going to play.
And Mole Play, and then you guys...
No, but you could take something, the scenario could come from something that we did in the show or something in pop culture or just from the local newspaper. But I'm not talking about that. Normally, I say that. But what I was wondering is, do we have to say anything about the lawsuits? Because we used to...
No, we're cool.
Okay. The only thing left to do is to find out, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's a really very sad news week this week. And we can't ever really know what happened in the darkness of that theater on that fateful night. But if you would... come back with me and open up your imagination as we head back into the dark of the theater where Scaremaster is sitting watching a movie when the emergency door flies open and there is a undercover police officer to arrest Fred Willard. Scaremaster, you'll be playing Fred Willard. Dan, you're going to be playing the police officer. Mole Play!
Oh, God. I'm not playing no Fred Willard.
You're watching the movie. Just you watching the movie. Talk about like watching the movie.
I'm not playing this guy. This guy's had his pants down.
Well, just fake it. Use the fanny pack.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just use the fanny pack, dude. Don't be weird.
Perry, it's Mole Play.
Use the fanny pack as if it's you, Jenny.
You got $100 for doing that show that day. Did you enjoy that $100? Plus whatever else you ripped off from
us.
Okay,
come on. Stick
I didn't rip nothing off
stick
nobody.
With the
you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. Before we get into Mole Play, why don't we get some kind of poll going? After you've heard this show, why don't you get in touch with me on my Facebook page and how many people feel that Perry ripped Mole and I off?
Oh, fuck all of you. Fuck all of you.
Ah.
This is the last show. This is my last fucking show.
Okay.
Period.
Okay, well, let's do the Mole Play.
If you don't apologize to me.
I'll never apologize. I will never apologize.
Oh, I like the energy. Let's hold on to this energy now. Scaremaster, use your fanny pack as if you're masturbating your genitals. Dan, burst in the emergency door. You've got your gun drawn and you pounce on Fred Willard. Fred Willard, watch the movie. Tell us what's going on. Use your fanny pack. Mole Play.
Oh,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
He grabs his fanny pack penis.
What are you doing?
Get your hands off my
What are you
head.
Doing with your pants down, sir?
Wait a minute. What do you mean, what am I doing with my pants down? What does it look like I'm doing my pants down, you fuck?
I'm a fuck. You're in this shitty little fucking tiki theater.
The tiki room, God.
It's not the tiki room, it's the tiki theater.
Whatever.
Well, whatever. That's the name of the place, you fucking idiot. Put your hands up.
I got
Put your hands up, Fred.
No, I'm not putting my other hand up because you're going to
grab my fucking
bag.
He's going to shoot you in the head.
Let him shoot me in the fucking
head. I'm going to shoot you in the head if you don't put both of your hands up. Last warning, sir. Put your hands up or I'm going to shoot you in your fucking head.
The officer subdues him, thinking he's resisting arrest.
All right, get down. Get down.
He grabs his fanny pack. He begins masturbating his fanny pack.
Nobody touched your neck, fuckface.
Dude, it just hurts, okay?
He broke character again.
Yeah, he did.
Get your fucking hands up! Get your hands up or I'll shoot you in your fucking head!
Fred Willard says, please, sir.
Yeah, I lift my hands and you're going to grab my bag or you're going to unbuckle my bag.
You don't know that! Put your hands up!
Just do it. Your mess.
You're a fucking son of a bitch.
In hindsight, you were right. I immediately went for the bag. You were absolutely right.
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
What's the matter? You seem really frustrated today. Or is it, do you feel guilty about stealing from me and Mole?
Take his fanny pack for money. Take his fanny pack for money.
Okay.
Take his fanny pack. Take his fanny pack for money. Take his fanny pack for money.
Okay, Perry, what are you doing?
Let him see your fanny pack. What is so important? You just hit me in the knee. If you kick me, I'm not doing anything, Perry. Perry, put your feet down. Put your feet down. What are you doing,
Stop
Perry?
Dan.
Perry, you just hit me. You just hit me. What is the matter with you?
All right, Scare Master.
What the fuck am I alone? Sit down, Perry. The show's almost over.
The show is over for life.
No, it is not over for life. We'll just get a replacement.
This motherfucker can't be a man.
Who's this
you
motherfucker?
You can't be a man. You fucking guys think I stole money.
Yes, you
when
did.
When I got a fucking paycheck, not to steal any money.
What did I do?
I didn't steal any money. I got a paycheck.
Well, it How seems like body? Everything is pointing towards
whoa, whoa,
you.
Whoa. Hold on. Everybody stop. We got to do it again. The Elvis lights weren't on.
Show's over.
I think we can go on without the Elvis lights. I think we're going to be okay on this. Perry, the show's not over.
The show is over. The show is over. And your career with me is over.
Really?
Yeah.
But we're still good, right?
You're going to start. Go fuck yourself.
I stole money?
He's bragging again. He's bragging again, right in my face.
Do you know how much that hurts me?
Oh, I stole money.
I stole money from you saps of shit.
It really makes us feel dumb, Scare Master.
I did nothing except try to help you. I gave you so many chances, and then you taunt me. Oh, I stole money from you fucking losers. What an asshole.
We're
you
not
are.
Dumb.
I'm not stupid
We're smart.
At all.
I want
not
to have a meeting
like
with you when the show's over.
Meeting with me.
Yes.
Me too.
You're out of here. You can go fuck yourself.
I want to be in the meeting. Is there
You're not
be
in the meeting.
Tell me, is that we're going to have the What the Hucks food?
Okay. Why can't Mole be part of the meeting?
I should be part of the meeting, dude.
I think he should, too. Just say what's on your mind right now. Say what's on your mind.
I did not steal any fucking money.
Well, what about the money?
What money?
The money.
What the money?
Thank you.
There does seem like a lot of money's missing. And I don't know how that
Yeah, where's
be.
The money?
I'm not in charge of the money.
Hey, where's the
for
money?
The show,
hey, where's
stupid.
The money?
I'm not the banker for the Big Three podcast show.
Okay.
Even though it was my 20th anniversary of being in this fucking business.
20th anniversary.
Boy, I'm done with this business.
Are you really?
Why?
I'm serious.
You're just getting back
on
top.
I'm done with you two fucking losers.
You're just getting back on top.
I'm getting back on top. On top of what?
The heap.
Well.
A number one.
So anyway, it looks like this is the end of the show and maybe the end of the show permanently. I see by the clock on the wall, it is time to go. Don't forget, I guess it doesn't matter anymore, but we were going to ask that people send in pictures and video. If you were at the Big Three Holiday Show, we'd like you to still send those in because we are editing a Big Three Holiday Show that might be for sale very soon.
And you can still send in those $10 shout-outs.
Well, Are we doing a show anymore?
If this motherfucker will apologize to me for stealing.
What did I do?
What did I do?
What did
I blame Perry for stealing all the money, even though Perry's not the one that's in charge of it.
Well, then who took it if you didn't take
yeah,
it?
Yeah, who
Don
took
Barris
it?
Don Barris is
whoa,
in charge
whoa,
of all
whoa,
the
what?
Money.
What?
Don Barris is in charge. Charge.
What a coward. What a coward. This guy's putting the blame on me.
Dan would never do that.
Thank you, Mo.
How many times have I trusted Dan with money?
Can I just say one thing? Let's just drop all this. This may be the last show with Perry. Mo, would you mind doing a show just the two of us?
Big two. Nah, it doesn't sound as good.
Well, we get a third person. Anyway, I see by the clock on the wall. It's time to get out of here. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at Don Barris on Facebook. I'm at SimplyDon1 on... Whoa, that cloud of smoke come from. I'm at SimplyDon and the number one on Twitter. Yeah. Perry's
at scary818 on Twitter.
And then on Facebook, he's
at
Scary F Caravelle, and that's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-double-L-O.
Christ.
I don't want to smell that garbage.
All right.
And John Quincy Adams is on JQA Productions. Oh,
and that's his Twitter account? Yeah. JQA Productions. So it's JQA Productions. All right, and you are not on Twitter, but you are on Facebook at Walter Molininski.
Yeah, not on Draw Something at Mole Something.
Yeah. Don't forget, you can come and see me every single night at the World Famous Comedy Store. I close out the show every night. And on Monday nights, don't forget, 10 p.m., the Ding Dong Show. Perry, you got to come by and do it. Oh, that's right, you're not talking to me anymore. Well, anyway, put her there, guys. Here we go. Big three.
Big deal.
Oh.